Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 2, we were taught that when we don't do what we know we should do, we sin. Well, let's finish the week with that thought today.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove, demonstrate, show it in your life. You may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now remember, we said earlier when we started verses 4 through 6, him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. As Christians, we're to be proving what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we know we're supposed to do that. We do that by having our mind in things of God and obeying the things of God, obeying his word. We refuse to do that, then my friend, we're in trouble. We don't pray as we ought to. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. So, is it good to pray? Yeah. Good to pray in the Spirit? Yes. We don't do it, we sin. And that rebukes me many times. Now, as we look at that, and we think on that. He said, abide in him. Without me, you can do nothing. But he goes on to say in John 15, verse 6, he says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. They're put away. They can't be used anymore. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, shall be done unto you. You ask God, ask what you will, and he'll do it. And so, when we think of this, I think of so many things. See, he did all when he walked on the earth to demonstrate his love for us. We read earlier, John 13, 34 and 35, to love one another as he loved us. He placed it on the level of the Ten Commandments. You know, we're to be missions involved. We're to have that missions heart. We're to have that foreign missions as well as home missions to get the gospel out. That's supposed to be our heart. That's supposed to be our heartbeat. That's supposed to be a part of our breath. And when we think of that, Philippians 4:17, the Holy Ghost through the pen of the Apostle Paul said that there was fruit that abounded their account because they gave. You see, their heart for missions was more than just, oh, we love missions. They were giving. Their love wasn't just in word and tongue. It was in deed and truth. They were giving. They were giving. God gave his only begotten son. He gave. Jesus gave his life for us. And see that heart for us in John 17, verse 13 and verse 23. But before we do that, let's look at 1 John 1 and verse 4, where he says, and these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Now there are some hard things that we've said here. But the reason that these things are written is that your joy may be full. In John 17, verse 13, in that great high priestly prayer of the Lord, he says, and now come I to thee, Jesus talking to the Father. And these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Verse 23, in them I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Now, the word ought, again, back here in verse 6 of our text, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Ought. 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 It's defined from the Greek lexicon as owing out of a moral and personal obligation. The eternal salvation of our soul should show that we owe by love to walk even as he walked. Do we have that joy? Do we have his joy? Regardless of the circumstances that we're in. Jesus Christ, who is in the bosom of the Father, hath declared him. He does so that we might know him. If we know him, we know he loves us personally. We don't have to question that. If we know him that way, our lips will praise him continually. If we would seek to be holy and acceptable unto God in our Christian life, then we must learn to walk as he walked, to love as he loved, to love as he loved. We love the unlovely. And my friend, that is the key. That's the key to victory, to joy, to love. When we walk in and we know the truth, we walk according to the word, we live according to it, and we desire to do it on a regular, daily basis. So Christians, let's ask ourselves, where are we standing with God? If we're not where we ought to be, then realize, as we look at this country, as it seems to be on the downward spiral to Sodom and destruction, realize that we might be the very hindrance to revival in the churches and the salvation of souls in our communities. We really ought to walk as God walked. Now, Christian, this seems like a strange question, but I'm going to ask you this question. Do you know him? Now, I don't talk about as Savior, but do you know him in his person? If you do, you will keep his commandments. You will seek his will with the attitude of not mine, but thine be done. That is walking as he walked, and that becomes the controlling desire of our lives. Governed by his word, governed by his principles and commands. As according to his word. Are we seeking Christ's likeness in our life? Christ's likeness in our obedience to the word, and how to do good and not to do sin? Tithing, serving, loving the brethren, even as Christ loved us. Loving the unlovely. Not in fellowship, partnership, that is, with error. Not justifying evil. And bearing the fruit of the Spirit. Now, Christian friend, I know that as I look at this stuff, it does make me look inward, and that's why I said it's a devotional study. These are things that, many of these things, stepped on my own toes. I'm asking you to listen to God today. You've heard verses 4 through 6. I'd encourage you to go back to our website and re-listen to them. You can. They're listed there. But my friend, I ask you, are you walking as he walked? Do you know him? Do you keep his commandments? Are you keeping his word? Is the love of God being perfected in us? Do we know we are walking in his will? Are we walking as he walked? Perhaps you're listening, you can answer those questions, because I don't know your heart, and most of you, I don't even know you personally. But God knows you. And you decided, you know what? God has shown me through some of the things that we've taught here that I'm not walking as I ought to walk. I right now want to say, I want Christ to be all in all. Then why don't you write where you are, bow your head, and pray and ask the Lord to be first? Let me just word a prayer. And as I do, listen. Maybe this is your prayer. Most precious Heavenly Father, I would ask you to forgive me my failures. So easy to fall into the sin of gossip. So easy to not love as Jesus loved. It's so easy to get into the routine without heart. It's so easy, Lord, and I've been so guilty in so many of those ways. And Lord, even sticking by the word, many times the heart is not what it ought to be. Our prayer life is not what it ought to be. Our meditation in your word is not ought to be. Lord, help me and help all of us to know thy will. Know the specifics and exactly what you'd have us to do. Help us to know your word so much better and to walk according to your word. And Father, I pray that your voice by thy Holy Ghost in my heart will become as familiar to my heart and mind as the voice of my spouse is to my ears. And I would ask this in Jesus Christ's most precious and holy name. Amen. Now, my Christian friend, maybe a pastor, layman, whoever you are, you listen to that prayer and you say, you know, that's my prayer too. Would you write us? And our announcer will give you our physical address, and he'll also give you our web address, and you can email us. We want to hear from you. We want to see if the Word of God has been effective in your life, and if there's a way we can pray for you and be a help to you. Would you do that? We'd appreciate it so very much. I want to thank you today for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. I pray that you'll ask your friends to listen to, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will